Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
In the next hour of the programme, Boris Johnson quit as an MP with a withering statement on how he says he has been treated. We're going to hear about the fallout. From Let It Go to the bare necessities, every generation grows up to the soundtrack of a Disney song. And later, Afric O'Connell will take us through the most memorable ones. Also, does the extensive media coverage of the junior and leaving cert exams heap even more pressure on students? We will discuss. Now, just letting you know that tomorrow on the programme we're going to be talking about asthma, and if you're one of the 380,000 people in Ireland who suffered with asthma at some point in your life, you'll be interested to know that we're going to be joined by respiratory consultant Professor Marcus Butler with advice on asthma. So if you want to manage your symptoms better, or if you're worried about the impact of hay fever or any other issues that affect your breathing, you can email us now to todaycb@rte.ie, because Marcus will be giving us the best advice on how to treat the symptoms of asthma tomorrow on the programme. Now, next on today's programme, the HSE has written to all primary and secondary schools across the country, warning parents about the dangers of vaping, informing them that vaping has rapidly become more common amongst children and young people and has been linked to serious harms such as poisoning, burns, lung injuries and asthma exacerbations. And this comes as new laws are due to come into force during the summer, banning the sale of e-cigarettes to under 18s. Well, one of the authors of that letter, Dr. Paul Kavanagh, Public Health Medicine Advisor and from the HSE Tobacco Free Ireland programme, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Dr. Kavanagh.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you for joining us on the programme. So why did you decide to send this warning to all primary and secondary schools to warn children, adolescents, parents and teachers about the dangers of vaping?
Well, the purpose of our letter was to advise parents about the harms of e-cigarettes and also to advise parents about the work that the HSE has been doing to support schools and support parents to better protect children and young people from the harms of e-cigarettes. As you said, this is a problem that is moving quickly. This is an emerging risk. Within the HSE Tobacco Free Ireland programme, we received requests from parents and from schools for some information and support around this issue. Over the recent months, we've had a number of resources that we have been ready to share, and we felt that the timing was right because, as you've mentioned, there is also a move in terms of new legislation to better protect children and young people from the harms of e-cigarettes.
Yeah, I saw the letter myself and I thought it was interesting that you were responding to requests for information from parents and teachers. So clearly you have people getting in touch with you who are worried about this.
That's correct. There is concern across parents and across schools in relation to this issue, and that concern is grounded in the fact that the issue of e-cigarettes has become much more prevalent among children and young people. So we have a number of sources of information through which we monitor the use of e-cigarettes across children and young people. If we look at the Health Behaviour of School Children survey that was conducted in 2018, looking at 12 to 17 year olds, about 1 in 10 told us that they were using e-cigarettes in the past 30 days. If we look at the SBAD survey then, that's focused in on 16-year-olds, we saw in that survey then that about 1 in 5 16-year-olds said that they had used e-cigarettes in the last 30 days. And in fact, that's an increase on that measure when it was last measured back in 2015 by SBAD, where only 1 in 10 children and young people who are 16-year-old told us that they had used e-cigarettes in the last 30 days. So this problem does appear to be becoming more prevalent, mm-hmm. Claire.
Well, it's doubled since 2015, according to those figures for the 16-year-olds who are using them. But you'll know yourself, I'm sure you've seen them, the ones that are designed to look like highlighters, all of the different flavours from bubble gum to pear drops. They are aimed at children, aren't they?
Yeah, so look, I mean, this problem has emerged, and as I've said, it seems to be moving quite quickly. As you've indicated there, Claire, that's certainly supported by the data in terms of seeing a doubling in the use in the last 5 years among children and young people who are aged 16-year-olds. I think there are a number of factors driving that. I mean, if you look at e-cigarettes themselves, it appears that they were first kind of invented about 20 years ago by a pharmacist in China whose father smoked, and he was very keen that his father would move on to e-cigarettes in terms of protecting him from the harms of cigarettes. But really, in the last 20 years then, we've seen this industry move from being very small scale and having independent producers of e-cigarettes to be something that's now happening on a very big scale across the world. And in fact, what's quite worrying is that the tobacco industry has become increasingly involved in the production of e-cigarettes. There are a number of factors then that have been driving the increase in use in e-cigarettes across children and young people. Firstly, there's increasing advertising, promotion and product design, which makes this very attractive to children and young people. And as somebody who works in the area of tobacco control, I would see what I would call the industry playbook being played out again now in terms of the promotion of e-cigarettes to children and young people. Mm-hmm. The retail environment in Ireland, I think, has been poorly regulated to date, and that's a measure that's going to be addressed now through the new piece of legislation in terms of prohibiting the sale of e-cigarettes to children and young people. And then I think there's probably been some confusion for children and young people themselves, and also for parents, in terms of the relative harms and benefits of e-cigarettes.
Talk to me about that. What harms are you concerned about when it comes to children using vapes?
Yeah, so there are certainly a number of harms. These products are not safe. We know that there are a number of acute harms associated with the use of e-cigarettes. So we can see, for example, that there are poisons, there are injuries that can lead to asthma exacerbations. That's all supported by a 2020 Health Research Board evidence review. And then there's also some concern because e-cigarettes, they can lead to changes in the cardiovascular system, to the lungs as well. And then nicotine itself, it's very addictive, and that's a concern for children and young people.
Mm-hmm. And also, brains are still developing at that time. Are there concerns in that regard?
Yeah, so you're right, Claire. So the brains of children and young people continue to develop until they're 25. And e-cigarettes, it can lead to effects in terms of the mood of children and young people. And it can also lead to effects in terms of impulse control and addiction as well.
It's very difficult for schools to police this. And I have a message here in front of me from a listener who says the schools need to adopt a zero tolerance attitude on vaping in toilets. But, I mean, unless you're in the aftermath of somebody using them, there's no smell. The smell dissipates pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, so one of the measures that we would advise that schools have in place is that they would include e-cigarettes in their substance misuse policy. And I think the enforcement of that can play a very important measure in terms of protecting children and young people from the harms of e-cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. So they ban them. And here, we're, as you mentioned there, they're going to be banned. They won't be, it won't be permitted to sell them to children from mid-July under that new piece of legislation. Australia went further. They're banning recreational vaping altogether. Do you think that that is a step that Ireland could be moving towards?
Yeah, so you're right. Australia have taken a very particular measure in terms of in e-cigarettes in Australia, they're not available as a consumer product. They're only going to be available as a medicinal product. I think the legislation that's coming forward in Ireland is very important and very welcome, and I think it will protect children because it includes that measure in terms of prohibiting the sale of e-cigarettes to children and young people. But I do think that there are other matters that can be examined here in Ireland as well. I think there are matters in terms of advertising, particularly around the point of sale and online advertising. There's issues around packaging. There's issues around flavours as well. So I think we need to look at what countries like Australia are doing and consider then in terms of what are the next steps we need to take here in Ireland.
Because there is evidence, isn't there, that young people, teenagers who smoke, who use vapes, many of them will go on to smoke cigarettes.
No, very, very much so. So linking back to some of those issues in terms of the harms of e-cigarettes, as I said, that was examined in a very robust, comprehensive and objective way by the Health Research Board in 2020. And one of the things that they found is that children and young people who used e-cigarettes, they were 3 to 5 times more likely to go on and start smoking than children who hadn't used e-cigarettes. So I think that really underlines the importance and urgency of us all working collectively in terms of protecting children and young people from the harms of e-cigarettes.
We've stalled a little bit, haven't we, in our ambition to become a smoke-free country. Do you relate that back to the use of vapes?
Yeah, so in terms of how we're doing in relation to tobacco control generally, and I think it's a good point, Claire, we should certainly look at the issue of e-cigarettes in the broader context of how we're doing in terms of tobacco control. If you look at smoking across the general population, it has stalled. It's at 18% at the moment. And I think there's really a need for us to have a very comprehensive, a very bold and very ambitious programme of legislation to protect the public against the harms, not just of e-cigarettes, but of tobacco products as well.
So what else could we do in that regard, Paul?
Yeah, so I think in that regard, you know, if you look at countries like New Zealand, for example, New Zealand have recently published very ambitious plans in terms of tackling the harms caused by smoking to the general population. And their plans revolve around three measures. Firstly, they're looking at introducing very low nicotine content cigarettes so the product itself becomes much less addictive. They're looking at introducing a tobacco-free legislation, so they're going to progressively increase the age below which it would become illegal to sell somebody a tobacco product. And then they're also going to significantly reduce the retail footprint in terms of the opportunities for people to buy these products. And I think in terms of progress that we have made in the past in Ireland, we've certainly shown good leadership around this issue. But I think there's very much an opportunity for Ireland now to become a leader again. I think what the government needs to do is to establish a tobacco implementation oversight group. It has similar structures in place in terms of obesity and in terms of alcohol as well. I think we need to look at the evidence around the effectiveness of these different measures. I think we need to engage in broad consultation, and then we need a robust plan to deliver on a set of bold measures that's really going to bring this problem to an end.
All right, and that's in the context of 4,500 people dying every year still from smoking-related conditions. Paul, thank you very much for joining us
thank
on the
you.
Programme. That's Dr. Paul Kavanagh there, Public Health Medicine Advisor and from the HSE Tobacco-Free Ireland Programme.